Today and tomorrow, we're taking a look at Precinct 2 County Commissioner's race. Today, we're going to be visiting with John David Brugel. It's 7:20. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning, Tom.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
All right. You are a young guy, okay? And a lot of people, I think, are probably focusing on that, saying, how old are you?
I'm 22.
22 years old. Okay, what makes you think at 22 years old you're qualified for the job?
Sure, it's a good question, Tom. You know, I've got quite a bit of experience over the years. I've had to make a lot of hard decisions and do a lot of things that folks my age haven't done before. I had the opportunity at the beginning of this year to work in Austin in the state legislature. My boss was Representative Scott Turner out of Frisco, and so I got to see how politics works firsthand. Working down there full-time, doing the long hours, making the tough decisions. I've also had quite a bit of a business experience. I've been involved with our little company, Action Doors, ever since I was probably about 14.
Okay, so Action Doors, that's a garage door company, right?
That's right.
Overhead door company.
Mostly commercial and residential garage doors.
Right, okay. All right, now, I think that there's recently been, a little bit of controversy. The incumbent commissioner, Mr. Heinrich, Mark Heinrich, who we'll be talking to tomorrow about candidacy for re-election, you know, had kind of stated, I guess, that you had only been in the district for an extremely limited time.
Sure. And, you know, that's partly correct and partly not. What he's trying to say is that I'm out of touch with Lubbock, and I don't understand the district. Let me give you a little bit of my background. I was born at the old St. Mary's Hospital here back in 91. I've grown up here, went to school here, worked here in Lubbock County for pretty much all my life. Spent about 2 months down in San Antonio working for Senator Donna Campbell, helping her get elected back in 2011. And then I spent those 5 months down in Austin in the legislative session. But outside of that, I've always been here in Lubbock.
Okay. So relatively speaking, as far as living in the district or that you're running in or the precinct that you are running in, you've been back in there for how long?
I've been back there ever since I got back in June. So lived there 7 months, like he was saying. But I actually grew up in that district at 2214 60th Street. Lived there for years and years and years. And I've worked in the district. I understand City Slayton, Ransom Canyon, Buffalo Springs, and all that.
So what are the actual residency requirements for the precinct position?
Sure. You're required to have lived in the district for about 6 months. That's the legal requirement.
Okay. So you definitely make that.
Yeah.
So, what do you think you can bring to this position?
Sure. I think I can perhaps bring a new energy that hasn't been in the position in recent years. I'd like to be a candidate that steps out there and gets to know his constituents all across the town and all across the county. I think to be a truly effective commissioner, you've got to know your constituents and know their problems. And a lot of what we do is road maintenance. So I'd like to have town hall meetings throughout the more rural portions of my district to see what folks' concerns are directly from them. I call that proactive government, reaching out to people out in the district to see what they need before they have to come to me with their problems.
What other changes would you bring to the day-to-day, you know, order of operations for the commissioner's slot should you be elected?
Sure. I'd like to do my best to be there. To take those calls as they come in. Basically, being a commissioner is partly like being a problem solver. And that's something I've got several years of experience with. I'm used to waking up every day, waiting for my phone to ring and someone to call me with their door problem. Whether it's a gentleman across town with a warehouse door blown in that he needs secured, or it's somebody at their house who's had a break-in. My job for the last few years has been to solve that, and I want to do that here in Lubbock County at the Commissioner's Court.
Okay, what are your thoughts and comments on tax rates?
Sure. You know, recently the Commissioner's Court had raised the tax rate to fund part of the Sheriff's Department. If I was in the Commissioner's Court back then, here about 2 years ago, I would have looked and seen if we could find some other solution. I think perhaps we could have allocated funding for what the Sheriff needed from other parts of the budget. But if not, I would have understood their decision. But recently, I've been discouraged that they've participated in what I consider an election year gimmick. Recently, they lowered the tax rate by just a very small percentage that saved about the average taxpayer about $5 or $10. And I appreciate them moving things in the right direction. But basically what they did was, to help Commissioner Heinrich get reelected, they lowered the tax rate just a little so they could say they lowered the tax rate. That's a popular thing to say.
Huh. All right. What about accessibility to the commissioner's meetings?
Sure.
You had mentioned some, you know, that you would make a move or push to have the meeting times changed.
Yeah. You know, the Lubbock City Council, when Glenn Robertson took over as mayor, moved the council meetings from the mornings to the evenings. That's created a huge amount of citizen input. You see folks from all over town coming to the meetings, and you see a full council chamber. And I think that creates a good sense of accountability. I think it just makes our government more healthy when our citizens are having input. And so I'd like to move our meetings from 10 a.m. on Monday to sometime in the evenings, or perhaps on Saturday afternoon, something like that.
Laura, I'm just kind of curious. Relatively speaking, if you juxtapose the commissioners' meetings to city council meetings, and I know it's two different government bodies, okay? Is there such a thing as citizen comments at the commissioners' meeting?
You know, that's another concern I've had. They don't place it on the agenda. The council, every time, puts a little spot on the agenda for citizen comments. Mm-hmm. At the commissioners' court meetings, I believe you've got to call in advance and set something up. But I'd like to see it to where we encourage citizen comments, not to where we simply allow them because we have to.
When you call and set them up, are they not put on the agenda?
I believe they'll put them on the agenda then.
Oh, okay.
Right.
But I think what you're saying is you're concerned because the meetings are during the day. A lot of people can't attend the meetings.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. 10 a.m. on Monday, my phone's ringing. I'm solving problems, like I was saying earlier, and I can't get down there and sit down for 2 hours, take off work like that.
Let me ask you something. Do you have any idea how large the county budget is, and what kind of funds that you would be working with and managing?
Yeah, you know, I don't have an exact number off the top of my head. But I know we've got to fund the sheriff's department, the DA's office, the court system, and any number of other functions.
And what type of interaction with other county offices and officials do you actually have to interact with on a day-to-day basis? And what's a day in the life of a county commissioner?
Sure, good question. A lot of what you do is take those calls about road maintenance, and solve those problems on a case-by-case basis. I know up driving through the county, I've seen all kinds of pothole issues that need to be dealt with, folks whose roads don't have drainage problems. Also, they've got to understand the needs of each of the department heads. So if elected, I'd be working closely with the sheriff, with the district attorney, with the county treasurer and the county clerk and all the rest of the department heads, maintenance and whatnot, to understand what they need, understand how their departments function. So that'd be a daily process. And my hope would be to be, once again, not only proactive with my constituents, but proactive with my department heads, trying to understand their needs in advance and go from there.
Hmm. Well, I can certainly say that at 22 years of age, you're pretty well spoken for being a young man, not making any reference to age, you know, impinging on qualifications. But is that a big concern that you, when you meet people, do they go, wow, how old are you?
You know, I don't think folks have usually been concerned about that. It really hasn't been an issue.
Huh.
So in a nutshell, tell us why we should vote for you over Mr. Heinrich.
Sure. Well, my campaign is all about accessibility and integrity. I think it's time, like I said, that we have a commissioner who goes out and meets the citizens where they're at instead of waiting for them to come to him.
John David Brugel, thanks for being with us. If you'd like to listen to the podcast, you can check it out at KFYO.com. We'll have the opposition, Mark Heinrich, incumbent Precinct 2 Commissioner, tomorrow morning at 7:20.